I'm Bill Newell along with Dan Bauer. Dan has become the new principal at Marblehead High School effective July 1. In the meantime, he has just wrapped up his 13th season as football coach in Beverly and also as a vice principal at Beverly High School as well. So, Dan, I don't know where to begin here, but this is definitely it's a whirlwind for you in the last few weeks for sure.
Yeah, it has been a whirlwind because trying to do a good job finishing here, but also at the same time trying to establish contacts in Marblehead. So it's like between two islands right now.
So we're in Dan's office now, and the teachers have been coming through, kind of signing out for the season here, the school year, rather, and obviously wishing you the very best. And that's always great, but I'm sure you're looking over that horizon as to all the challenges that lie ahead for you.
Right, and just enjoying what you have because there are some great people here, and I've really enjoyed my time teaching as assistant principal and coaching, but yeah, and knowing that, you know, after today, looking forward to those challenges, which we've been thinking about, but actually will come to reality on July 1st.
Well, I want to begin, not that it's the most important thing in your everyday life here at Beverly High School, but let's talk football, because Beverly, you put Beverly back on the football winning ways, 13 years here, league titles, two Super Bowl wins in 2010 and 2012. What do you take away from those years as football coach, a great coaching staff, all of those things that you want in a winning program?
I think the biggest thing was our goals when we came in were to really just bring back the pride in Beverly. The tradition was always here, but just bringing that back to the fold. But also being able to leave the program in a better shape than when I arrived. And also we always had three basic goals. One was to beat Salem, which was number one, and also to have a winning record, which was number two, and then number three, win the league. So we always win. Those were our goals every single year. And the first two years when things were a little lean, we were fortunate to beat Salem, which is always a huge rivalry, and that carried us through. And then we just followed through with success. And just because basically surrounded by great people, best coaches, great kids.
Is there a team or anything or unique that when you look back at the football season, I get everything can kind of be a blur. You appreciate every team for all that they did and the accomplishments. But was there one team or one moment, a game, something like that, that does stand out other than, say, the Super Bowls?
You know, there really is because 2005, that was Pat Bailey's junior. There was a really good group of juniors in there. And we struggled 2003 and 2004. 2005, we started off pretty rough. I believe we may have lost the first five games, so things weren't looking so good. But that group, 2005, really turned things around and won the last five, and we came out 500. But more importantly, it really set the tone. That really was the turning point, I think, for the program, was that season, those seniors that came in and did that, the Nick Abrahams of the world and Sean Curtis's, those guys, they really turned things around, and I think that year sparked us, and we didn't look back.
You know, I the other thing that I remember is when you're as coach too, Dan, is that whether it be probably a lot of the Marblehead games were some of the greatest high school football games, you know, game for game, year for year, you know, that took place.
I think so, and always it's interesting because the natural rivalry is Salem, but then you have the crosstown rival with Danvers. But the Marblehead game always had this aura about it, and certainly, you know, we had some success early with them, but then they changed coaches, and Doug Chernovitz went over to become the head coach, and they really started to turn things around. We had a real shootout with them in 2008, if I remember correctly. Then Jimmy Rudloff, who was on our staff, is now the current head coach there, has really brought them in a new direction. And even back to 2011 when they beat us, I think it was 13-12, at their place, and was the Brendan Flaherty, Will Quigley show. Yeah. They both scored the same ways, and we went for two, and we didn't get it. And then beating them the following year when we went to the Super Bowl, but then back and forth with them, and this year losing on the last play of the game. So we've have some history with them, but the good news is we had a chance to work with them at camps over the summer and the 7-on-7s, and you know, and really, it's kind of funny how that works because I had a chance to get to know the players and the kids, and just seemed like a really good group of kids. And now they have the opportunity to go over there as principal. It's interesting how that works.
Yeah. Well, is there anything else you want to say about football, Dan? I'll move on to some other topics. But
no, I think at this point, I think, you know, very happy and very. I think as a coach, it's very, very lucky to be able to go out on your terms because coaching is a tough profession, and no matter what level it is, and just fortunate to be able to go out with the success that we've had, but more importantly, just so proud of the kids that we've had come through the program, but also the best coaches. The guys were awesome to work with, and they made me a better coach, but in turn, I think that their success really poured into the program, so that's why I feel good when Andrew takes over and has taken over that, you know, they'll have continued success.
Oh, so you're not coaching football in Marblehead, Dan?
No, those days are over. Just ask my wife, but definitely over, and I'll be a spectator.
I know that. I just kidding you. But you're right about that piece, though, about leaving coaching and leaving it. Some guys are successful. They coach for years and they leave on that high note. And of course, you're leaving. The reason I mention this is that because what you have done here in Beverly is 13 years flew by, it seems like, but you did accomplish so much here in those 13 years.
When you sit back and look at it, when you're day-to-day in the grind and even season to season, you really don't look at the body of work. It's kind of like what we say to the players during the season. We'll worry about that stuff after the season. Now at the end of a career, it's kind of funny. I'm a young guy, really, respectively, yeah. And looking back. But more importantly, it's just like I think the highlight for me was to get a chance to say goodbye to the players and the coaches and parents and just to see, that – And to know that Beverly's in good shape, and then you look back to the great coaches that we've had in the 10 years, and just to have these bonds, it's just something that I'll miss.
Well, Dan, I'm going to just spend a couple questions as your vice principal role here at Beverly High School and some of the accomplishments there. One of the ones that I think kind of jumps out at me is your internship program for seniors that you've had here. Maybe share a little bit of that with us and the reasoning behind that, because that was something that you did at Masconomet too, if I'm not mistaken, or at least they had it at Masco, right?
Exactly. Well, to be honest with you, our principal, Sean Gallagher, deserves the credit, because it was his vision that connected the college and career readiness piece together and looking for a way where students can end their high school career and connect to those goals. So we did a lot of research on this. Masconomet's had one for many, many years. When I taught over there, I had a chance to participate as a mentor and saw how great that was. But we were fortunate that we studied for 5 years. We wanted to make a program that actually would fit Beverly High School the best. We actually looked at Marblehead's program. They have a senior project that we took elements of their programming for our use. Manchester has a SCORE program, which is an internship program. They've had it for over 20 years. Masconomet, Malden High School has an established program. So we took elements of each one of those to create a program that would fit us best here, which would be unique to Beverly. And this is the second year that we've run it, and the participation was outstanding. But more importantly, the feedback from the teachers and from the students was that the 4 weeks that they were on their own was more than valuable. Many actually connected to potential college and career goals. Some actually were able to attain summer jobs, which is awesome. But more importantly, they all gained from that experience.
Yeah, I think it's just and just doing the connection piece alone is probably a huge value for them. Now, as vice principal, you're in charge of really kind of an element of teaching and learning and supervising that piece, as well as relationships with students and dealing with students. So maybe just share a note or two on that, if you could.
Well,
not that that's a narrow question, but there you go.
Well, it's like you said, the coaching years flew by, the assistant principal years flew by. I mean, when you think back to the old building we're in, to this new building, and to all the initiatives that our school has gone through, I think the thing that sticks out the most is the collaboration that our staff did to transform this school. And it combined at the perfect time. And also to see how our students are so involved and so active in this community, and not only just in athletics, but in the drama and the arts and all facets of student life. And to see that piece, those they go hand in hand, and just very proud to be part of that.
I'm someone that I liked initiatives, and I worked in schools. I thought they were great. I think there's all you can take things from them. There's also those in the building that, will say, oh, not another initiative. I'm sure you've heard that too. But was there like one initiative that you'd say, or maybe you can just pick one that you felt really did make an impact? I mean, you've already mentioned a few things here, but some kind of initiative that you felt that maybe be under the radar screen of, the guys driving by the high school, people in the community, but you think really has made a difference as far as the day-to-day lives of teachers and learning.
Well, I think the Freshman Academy has made a major, major impact because it allowed us to help that transition piece because, as you know, those freshmen coming in, to have them adjust but also provide support to them in their first year. And when they have success that first year, it usually translates to future success throughout high school. I think that has been a huge initiative that has been embraced and is part of our culture. And Betty Taylor is the assistant principal who runs the Freshman Academy, and it's been very successful because I really feel that some of the students that come in that might be on the edge academically, they get that support through that academy that they wouldn't have gotten in the previous programming. The second piece is the standards-based grading component, which basically worked on trying to create an element where students would receive feedback basically on the work that they've done and grades basically correlated to not just the effort they put in, but more importantly, mastery of the standards, which I think that in itself brought a lot of collaboration within the departments. And I think that helped our teachers actually develop not just consistency, but I think some leadership as well.
No, absolutely. Those are two great initiatives. We're talking with Dan Bauer, who is the outgoing vice principal and former football coach, now former football coach at Beverly High School, headed to become principal at Marblehead High School July 1. And Dan, let's talk about that transition and the move to Marblehead. And I mean, you're going into a district that, you know, is just a highly regarded district. There's no question about that. So you're going into a program that's, you know, starts with a level of, you know, success, I would say. I'm sure you would agree with that. But do you know what your challenges are and what your charges might be over there?
Well, I think the biggest challenge, as we know, is getting to know the community and getting to know the school culture, because when you come in and become part of a community, I think number one is understanding the lay of the land and be able to assess what is happening there, but also make those connections, because schools, it's a people business. And developing the trust not only of the students to the administrative piece and the trust with the faculty, but also with parents, I think that's the biggest job in any transition, is that piece where you get to know the community and get to know the school. Because without that component, the worst thing, as you know, can happen is coming in and then putting together an initiative that doesn't even fit the school or certainly wouldn't move it in the right direction, and that would be an utter disaster. Mm-hmm. So I think coming in and developing that collaborative piece off the get-go and then establishing what currently is in place and what are some things that are successful, but what are some areas that, you know, really feel like they need to be addressed in the next year to 3 years to 5 years.
Yeah, and I think that's a good observation in the sense that certain things are immediate, other things can wait, and, you know, you can assess, await, listen, and do that listening tour kind of deal as well. And also at the other time, it is an opportunity for a school to change when new leadership does come in. And I think that's a welcome thing for a lot of folks that, you know, want to take the ball, move it down the field, so to speak, if we can use our football analogy back into the high school. So there's all kinds of different moving parts to this. It's like a sophisticated mechanical clock, I think.
You know? It definitely is. And I think, you know, your point earlier in terms of initiatives and, you know, getting the teacher buy-in, it's important that when you develop those relationships and when people feel like they're being heard and something is being addressed, but also connecting the dots. Because oftentimes you may find initiatives might actually be connected. So it may not always be a big thing to put one in direction, it's bringing them all together. So there already could be some things in place that would just need a little bit of tweaking here and there that could make a major difference.
No, you're right, and they often are connected in so many different ways. So what do you have any specific plans over the summer other than, again, getting to know that school community as such?
Yes, you know, with the entry plan would be currently, what we've done is, and they've been great to me in Beverly, where I've had a chance to go over and be in District of Marblehead to get a chance to meet the teachers, and I've met the various departments. I've met some of the student leadership already. So that part will help when I begin July 1st. But the biggest piece will be creating, you know, focus groups, which will comprise of, you know, not only some student groups, but parental groups as well, and different stakeholders, and get a feel for the things that are going great, things that they view that could certainly use some improvement, and then trying to prioritize where, you know, there are certainly not only their initiative piece, but also other facets of the student life, and also the curriculum and assessment piece. Where are they in some areas? And then trying to bring that all together.
Gotcha. Well, Dan, anything else you want to share with us here, whether it be from Beverly? I wanted to make sure I touched base with you while you were still in Beverly before you flew out of town here. Not, you know, because I just wanted to celebrate the work that you've been doing in Beverly, and I thought this was the right place to do it. But anything else you want to share with us about this, about Dan Bauer and the move?
You know, it's funny because it's really humbling because earlier somebody asked me how I felt when I got the news that I have the job in Marblehead, and it's exciting, but it's humbling because you realize what great people you work with, and saying goodbye is always tough. But moving into a new situation is exciting, but you know, the irony is I want to say that you were my first football interview here when I came to Beverly 13 years ago. Either you or Phil Stacey, so yeah. I think for you, for the radio.
Yeah.
When you're 104.9, right? WESX, was that?
Well, 1230 WESX.
1230, yeah. So I'm really showing my age. But I want to say that you did the first radio interview with me. So things have gone full circle, and I appreciate all of your work and all of your support.
Good. Well, Dan, great talking with you again. Congratulations on a great career in Beverly, and you'll do well in Marblehead, and I'll look forward to seeing to following you in Marblehead as well, obviously.
Great, and I hope to step up into the booth if you're over at Marblehead and say hello.
Yeah, there's a career there. There you go. All right, Dan, always good talking with you. Dan Bauer, the new principal at Marblehead High School, with us here on MSONewsSports.com.